This week's Parsha is Parsha's Vayakel, and this week's video is sponsored as a mazel tov for Moshe and Fegi Parnas upon the birth of their daughter Ella, and as a schus and le'ilu nishmas, her namesake, Esther Leah Bas, Rabbi Lazar Yehuda. Pasuk says, Vayas Betzalel es ha'oroin atzei shitim, and Betzalel made an oroin made of wood. And then the next pasuk says that he covered it with gold on the inside and the outside. And the question is, why is it that the pasuk makes it seem like the Aron's only factor was that it was made of wood? And then only as an afterthought, oh, by the way, it was covered with gold on the inside and the outside. Two-thirds of the Aron were gold, and only one-third of the Aron was wood. So why does it seem like the main factor of the Aron was that it was wood, and the gold was only an afterthought? Says Rav Melech Biderman Shlita, that the Aron, everyone knows, represents Torah. And when someone begins a new Masechta and starts learning Torah, starts learning Gemara, it's fresh, it's exciting, like the Daf Yomi started Masechta Bava Metzia this week. You start a new Masechta, let's get into it, it's a fresh new start. But then, let's say you're doing Daf Yomi or you're learning Stam, and you go further and further in Masechta, it gets harder and harder. You had a long day at work, your kids were bothering you all day, you had a wedding in months, so you came home late at night, always excuses. But then, you struggle through it and you find the time, no matter how tired you are, and you sit and you do that daf. Then, when you come to the end of the Masechta and you realize that you accomplished the entire Masechta, you finished. That success, that satisfaction, is the next level of gold. That's where you come to that excitement once again, just like you felt in the beginning of the Masechta when you first started. Says Rav Melech that is the same thing as the Aron. The Aron, you start with gold. It's exciting, it's glamorous, a brand new Masechta. Then you get into the hard part, the shveri part, the wood, which is not so glamorous, it's just a piece of wood. But then once you taka finish the Masechta in all its glory, and you're so happy that you were able to complete it, then you're back to that level of satisfaction that you're in the gold again, you're in the glamorous seum of the Masechta. I'm standing here at the 8-time Shasathon, where me and my father-in-law just learned together the whole day with 309 loimdim that finished the entire Shas in one day under one roof. And what a schus it is to be part of it. Everyone got 10 blot and Mishnayos also. And we were zeichet to finish Shas today. And I'll tell you, in the beginning, it was exciting. Everyone's here fresh, starting. It's the gold, it's the excitement. And forget about the lavish breakfast and lunch that they served. It also made it more exciting. But then, as the day progresses, and you have second Seder, and it's hard, and the time's running out, the clock is ticking, and you're not even done your Masech, your 10 blot. You're rushing to finish these 10 blot that you prepared so hard for. And now, as the time comes to a close, and you mamash finish your Masech, you feel excited, you're elated, you're happy. Wow, we finished, that's the gold. And then we come to a beautiful Siyam, a dinner, an exciting Suda with music and dancing, and that is the Siyam of a Masech, and that's where the gold comes in again. The lesson is, don't let the wood scare you off. Even though it is the focal point of what Hashem is trying to show us. The Aron was made of wood. It was called a wood Aron because the most precious part of our Avodah to Hashem is the wood part. The hard part, the difficult part, Lefum Tzar Agra. The gold is a nice bonus that it's exciting. But the main part that Hashem loves so much is that wood, is that shver part, that difficult part that we fight through when we're falling asleep at night and on our Gemara, and Hashem loves that. He wants to see us fight for Him. Rachmana liba boy, let's keep it up. Let's steig. Have a beautiful Shabbos.